Here's something nobody tells you. That crushing voice whispering, you're not good enough, not talented enough, not worthy of calling yourself creative, it's lying. Every single person who's ever picked up a paintbrush, opened a blank document, or attempted to make something from nothing has heard this voice. The difference between those who create and those who don't isn't talent or training. It's learning to recognize that voice for what it truly is, a bully wearing the mask of reason. We're all born wildly, unapologetically creative. Watch any six-year-old and you'll see pure creative confidence in action. Ask them if they're an artist and they'll say yes without hesitation. But ask an adult the same question and watch them squirm, qualify, deflect. What happens between childhood and adulthood isn't a loss of creativity. It's the accumulation of criticism, judgment, and fear that buries it alive. The good news? That creativity never actually disappeared. It's just waiting for you to dig it back out. I'll start when I have more time. My workspace isn't right. I need better equipment first. We're incredibly creative when generating reasons not to create, using our imagination to avoid using our imagination. These excuses follow predictable patterns: fear of failure, blaming circumstances, environmental complaints, and the eternal not enough time refrain. Here's the uncomfortable truth. If you're serious about creativity, stop lying to yourself. Nobody will hand you permission or perfect conditions. Block off specific creative appointments and treat them as non-negotiable. Guard your most alive creative hours fiercely. Even a closet corner becomes sacred space when filled with what matters. Small daily practices transform everything. Hand letter a quote, take one meaningful photo, sketch for 15 minutes. We also wear self-imposed labels like name tags: just a mom, cubicle dweller, imposter, not formally trained. These sticky identities become prisons. Being a parent doesn't disqualify you from creativity. It makes it essential. You'll be a better, happier parent when you feed your creative soul. The trick is speed and boundaries. 1 hour weekly that's purely yours. Quick, creative hits fitting fractured schedules. The formal training debate is exhausting and pointless. Paul Gauguin, Vincent van Gogh, Ernest Hemingway, Prince, all self-taught. Meanwhile, countless trained artists break free from their degree's constraints. The school of life has no entrance exam and no graduation, just endless opportunities to learn if you work hard and never quit. That pristine white surface mocks you. Endless possibilities sound liberating until you're facing them. Then they paralyze. This fear stops more creative work than any external criticism. Some artists remove the preciousness entirely, working on found paper, old book pages, surfaces already marked with history. Others embrace chaos, working on multiple pieces simultaneously, following accidents rather than plans. The most powerful solution? Create constraints. Blank pages terrify because they offer infinite choices. Constraints provide focus. Work with a single color. Use only found text. Create on unconventional surfaces. These aren't limitations, they're launch pads. By making your own rules, you transform that intimidating void into a playground with boundaries you control. When truly blocked, engage in creative housekeeping: organizing supplies, cutting images, preparing materials. These meditative activities often unlock what sitting and staring never could. Jealousy is information showing you exactly where you want to go. The question is whether you'll let it paralyze you or propel you forward. Transform jealousy by acknowledging it aloud. Tell someone you admire them. You might discover they're jealous of you too. Write unsent letters articulating what triggers your envy, then create an action list. If someone's daily practice makes you jealous, add one to yours. If their balanced lifestyle haunts you, break down the components: morning walks, meditation, boundaries, and implement what fits. Success rarely happens overnight, though social media makes it appear that way. When jealousy strikes, investigate what that person actually did. The years of hustling, the unglamorous beginnings, the early sessions nobody saw. What they have triggers your jealousy, but what they did should inform your action plan. Being influenced is wonderful, but copying keeps you trapped. Use jealousy as fuel to create something uniquely yours, not to become someone else's shadow. Your inner critic isn't your voice, it's someone else's. That harsh teacher, dismissive parent, or cruel reviewer moved in from outside. Recognizing this changes everything. You're evicting an unwelcome tenant, not battling yourself. Notice when this voice appears. It might attack your writing, but stay silent when you cook. It disguises itself as guilt, parental guilt, work guilt, the conviction that creativity is frivolous. Unmask these disguises. Write down its typical jabs and read them aloud. Would you speak to someone else this way? Even accomplished professionals hear these whispers. The difference? They don't let the voice stop them. They create daily and learn when criticism offers useful guidance versus destructive noise. Sometimes it has a point buried beneath the cruelty. Learning to translate harsh delivery into constructive feedback is worth developing. Give your inner critic a silly name. When it speaks, write down its words, then write the positive opposite and read that version aloud at full volume. When someone compliments you, simply say thank you, even if you're screaming inside about flaws. Practice being proud, even if you're faking it at first. Harsh criticism from authority figures can shatter creative confidence, silencing someone for years. But here's the truth. No one can wrestle the pencil from your hand. When criticism stops your work, it's because you put the tools down, not because someone took them. When receiving unwanted feedback, lower your defenses long enough to listen for valuable gems. Take what's useful, then move on. Share criticism stories with trusted people. Speaking them aloud strips away their power. Remember that criticism of your work isn't criticism of you. The internet amplifies cruel, faceless criticism from people who would never speak such words in person. When you encounter this at 2 a.m., resist defending yourself. Just click delete. There's no point engaging with shadows. When rejection comes, your work doesn't sell, your novel gets rejected, your play is panned, view it as feedback rather than failure. Listen carefully, take what strengthens your work, and remember that even the Impressionists were initially rejected before becoming one of art history's most celebrated movements. An artist cannot fail. It is a success to be one. You succeed simply by showing up. The only true failure is quitting something you're passionate about or being too scared to start. Those crumpled papers aren't failure. They're experimenting, learning, creating jumping off points for tomorrow. Thomas Edison created 10,000 prototypes before getting the light bulb right. If he'd quit at 9,999, that would be failure. The moral? Keep going. Stop hiding your work. Creativity needs sunshine, the warmth of trusted sources. Build your creative tribe. People who'll provide honest feedback, celebrate your wins, and talk you down when you're ready to quit. Form a critique group, start a bad art night, invite trusted people for regular feedback sessions. These communities create accountability and remind you that creative blocks are universal, not personal failures. When blocks strike, don't panic. Embrace imperfection, get outdoors, create constraints. Sometimes blocks are just creative quiet, and that's okay. The creative life is emotional, exciting, rewarding, and challenging, but it doesn't have to be lonely. Your inner critic will always whisper its lies, but now you know the truth. You decide which voice deserves your attention. Pick up that pencil, make that mark, create something today. The world is waiting for what only you can make.